Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled us to spend some time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those in i'tikaf, hani'an lakum, khush khabri, congratulations on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves someone, Allah Ta'ala gives him the opportunity to sit longer in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those after the sunnah i'tikaf, they can make an intention for nafil i'tikaf. That also great virtue, great reward sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama explained that primarily you make niyat when you come to the house of Allah, we are coming to make ziyarat of Allah. We are coming to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's two places ulama explained that if a person will not get the tawajjuh and the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll never get it. One is the house of Allah. It's called the house of Allah because we're coming to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very, very importantly, how we carry ourselves out in the house of Allah. If we are invited to someone's house and we misbehave, we make a loud din and a noise and sit as we want to and eat where we want to, the person will escort us out of the house. That is the etiquette of the house over here. We've been invited. So we know we've been invited, we are the guests. So there's a way how to carry ourselves out in a person's house. In the same way, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, we've been invited. There are etiquette, there are mannerisms, how to carry ourselves out in the house of Allah. Such a way we sit in the house of Allah, we behave in the house of Allah, that you want to attract the focus and attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want Allah to call us again, and again, and again. After the month of Ramadan, 5 times a day. So how we carry ourselves out, how we speak in the house of Allah, how we behave in the house of Allah is very, very important that there is etiquette and there's manners, how we carry ourselves out. Being tonight the 21st night of Ramadan, possibly could be the night of Qadr, the night of power. Commonly we translate the night of power. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in Suratul Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We are here right now looking for the night of Qadr. That Allah Ta'ala bless all of us with that opportune moment where we are present when Allah Ta'ala sends down the Malaika wa ruhu fiha. Allah sends the Malaika and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to shake hands with those that are in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is ummah marhuma. Allah has very, very special mercies upon us, upon this ummah. The last ummah to come, the first to get into Jannah. The last Nabi to come, the first to go into Jannah. Well, Allah Ta'ala has very special mercies and favors upon this ummah. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatul Ali, in Fazail Ramadan, explains the night of Qadr. Among the nights of Ramadan, there is one called Laylatul Qadr, a night of great blessings. The Qur'an Kareem describes it as being greater in blessings and rewards in 1,000 months. In 1,000 months, subhanallah, if a person's boss, manager, wants to give him a salary now, 1,000 months in advance, just give me 10 extra days of work, and I'll give you 1,000 months advance salary. Say, subhanAllah, where will I get a boss like this? Where will I get a boss like this? 1,000 months salary in advance. Allah said, I'm prepared to give it to you in one night. Just come and look for it. Utlubni tajidni. In wajadtani wajadda kulla shay. That, oh my banda, utlubni, come and look for me. We have come here to look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More than the rewards and everything else. We want the love and the ma'rifat of Allah. Haji Ibdadullah Mahadid Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was a sheikh of the Talmi, as a Qasimi Anotvi, as a Gangoi Rahmatullah Alayhim, he would say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks me on the day of Qiyamah, Ibdadullah, what do you want? So he says, I will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Allah, give me one corner under the shade of your arsh, the musalla, let me read salah for you. Just me and you only. Jannah is only this place with the enjoyment again, only in salah, qurratu ayni fi salah. That the coolness of my eyes is in salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, that rahat, after he got nubuwat, he said to Khadija radiallahu anha, la rahat ba'da al-yawm. There's no rest after today. Allah Ta'ala has given me a very big responsibility to carry the ummah and to make the fikr of hidayat till qiyamat. Allah has said to me. And then he would say, arihna ya bilal aqimis salah. There is no rahat, no rest after today. After being sent as a final Nabi, there is no more rest now. But oh Bilal, give the iqamah, I get comfort in namaz. In salah only I get comfort. Allah Ta'ala give us the haqiqah and reality. The Quran Kareem describes it as being greater in blessings and rewards than 1,000 months, which means it is greater than 83 years and 4 months. 83 years and 4 months. Whether we live for so long, Allah knows best. But the person will live for 83 years and 4 months, but Allah wants to give the reward now in advance. And Allah Ta'ala says, come and look for that night, and in that now look for the pleasure of Allah. Very, very important over here. Ulama explain also, when it comes to Salatul Hajat, we read Salatul Hajat, Salah for a need. And yeah, wonderful and beloved Shaykh Khazam Abdul Hamid Sahab, Dama Barakatuhu, may Allah Ta'ala keep with Afiya, Sihat and Salamat. As that explains in our 2 rakats Nafil, Allah has given this ummah many bonuses. You can make multiple intentions in 2 rakats of Nafil. 2 rakats Salatul Hajat, Salah for a need, Salatul Shukr, we thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Salatul Tawbah, which always comes in the Ahadith, Salah of Tawbah, and you can include there also Salatul Istikhara also. Because we're always in need of making some decision. So he says 5 times a day, how many times a day you read in Nafil, whether Ishraq, whether it be Salatul Duha, Chast, whether it be your Awabin thereafter, after Zuhr, your Nafil Salah, 2 rakats over there, Awabin, 6 rakats there, then your Isha Salah, Isha Salah also every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give us the reward. Person who reads every day, after his 4 rakats, first Isha, and it is 4 rakats thereafter, those 4 rakats we read is 2 sunnat and 2 nafil, then our 3 witr. Person who has this habit, we read our 2 sunnat usually. So just add 2 nafil to it. So in that nafil also, we can make the intention of tahajjud, of shukr, of tawbah, of hajat, and istikhara. You get the reward of all of these. The person who reads these 4 rakats, any 4 rakats, we said 2 sunnat and 2 nafil, after the farz of Isha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of performing these 4 rakats on the night of Qadr. This is every night. In Ramadan and out of Ramadan. Subhanallah, imagine now it is the night of Qadr in Ramadan also. So we take full advantage as much as we can too. As much as we can. Fortunate is that person who gets the full blessings of this night by spending it in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has earned the reward of ibadah for 83 years and 4 months and even more. Indeed, the granting of this night to the Muslims is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To spend the night in ibadah, whether it be salah, or Quran tilawat, or dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here, Mashaykh explained the best dhikr in the month of Ramadan is Quran tilawat. That is the best dhikr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the last Ramadan of his life, he made 2 Quran khatams of door for Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So much Quran tilawat, as much as we can to. Those that cannot read fluently, take your time and read it. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. But in my Quran tilawat, I link myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith in Fazail al-Amal is mentioned also, the person yatata'ta, person who has difficulty reciting Quran Sharif. For him is double reward. For him is double reward. He's taking out the time to read Quran, and the difficulty of reading Quran Sharif, and then to his persevering, and he's still reading. Subhanallah, there's an incident mentioned about a girl in Karachi in Pakistan. And she was a domestic, so to say, Muslim girl, domestic, working for a very affluent family. And this girl who writes this incident, she says that this young girl was working for us. In Pakistan, they call them Masi, working in the house, does the cooking and the cleaning, etc. So she was working for us. That day, the storm broke out, so she couldn't go home, her normal time. So this young girl says that I plopped into my bed with the novel in my hand, the latest novel, and I had my coffee in my hand also. It was pouring outside. And this domestic of mine is sitting in the corner of my room looking outside. I can't leave the house right now. After some time, she turns to me and she says, could I have a copy of the Quran Sharif, please? So she says, I got a surprise. This domestic, I don't think she can read Quran Sharif. She hasn't been to Maktab or Madrasa. Came from a poor family, very poor, underprivileged background. She says, anyway, I went to get her the Quran Sharif. So she says, I went, opened the cabinet, and removed the copy of my Quran Sharif after many, many, many months. Many moons had passed. But I had the latest novel in one hand. Now the Quran in the other hand. She says, and I removed it from the shelf full of dust. I took some tissue and I cleaned it. And as I came to the room to give it to her, she says, hold on, I haven't made wuzu as yet. So she says, please keep it for me on the pillow. She goes to make her wudu. And she says, this domestic helper of mine returns. And you can see the effects of wudu on her face, like pearls, noor on her face. They also, ulama explain, that in all these ruhani a'mal, salah, Quran, wudu, there's noor in it. We must be able to see the noor before we sleep. Make wudu and sleep. Person sleeps with noor. Person sleeps with wudu. Hadith Sharif says that the ruh leaves the body at night. Because of the barakat of wudu, the ruh goes to the arsh and the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and makes sajda the entire night. Just because of wudu. Even if we start with a quick wudu also, farz wudu, wash the face one time, wash the limbs one time, masah, wash the feet one time, but at least start it. They said, neki, neki ko kunchte hai. That a good deed pulls another good deed. So at least start it. Make the quick wudu, then the miswak, and slowly, slowly Allah will increase our tawfiq. So see noor in these a'mal, this great amount of noor Allah has kept in it. Hadith Sharif says also, day of Qiyamah, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu asked Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Nabi of Allah, Qiyamah's day, your ummati will be so many billions of them. How will you recognize us? Yeah, in Medina Munawwara, we can sit in your company. If we parishan, we restless, we can't sleep at night, we just come look at your face and we get sukoon. Qiyamah's day, oh my Nabi, how will you recognize us? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam say, my ummah to be ghurram muhajjaleen. That the limbs that they wash during wudu will shine on the day of Qiyamah. There'll be a shine to be a chamak to it. Abu Huraira became so excited that it was his mazhab, the after he'd wash his hand till his armpit. Till he washed his hand. On the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, oh Nabi of Allah, you won't miss me. I'll be shining more than the others. This young girl came, also Sheikh Yunus Jamburi rahmatullahi mentioned recently one incident. Somebody called him, opening a new business, Hazrat can make dua. So he went in there. Before that, it wasn't a very good store. Haram items were being sold over there. So when he walked into the store, he turned back. He says, in this shop I see so much of tariki and dairy, so much of darkness. So much of darkness in the shop. Quickly call the hafiz boys, big one, khatam quickly. Call the hufaz, even the Quran khatam. Then he came back, he said, dekha, itna noor ho gaya. You see how much of noor in the shop now. Quran is noor, wuzu is noor, salah is noor. All is a amal of noor. This young girl made wudu. She comes back into the room. So-called her missus sees her full of this droplets of water and the noor on her face. So she takes the Quran and she kisses it, puts it on her head, on her heart. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was his habit also, he would kiss the Quran Sharif. Now they find people saying, where you got this from, kissing Quran Sharif? They put it on the floor. Amir al-Mu'mineen used to kiss the Quran out of love and muhabbat. So we have proof in Sharia also of kissing the Quran Sharif. So she kissed the Quran Sharif, and this girl says, I'm looking at her from the corner of my eyes. It's pouring outside. She can't leave the house right now. So she says, I'm looking at her from the corner of my eyes. I open my novel slowly. I want to read, but I'm looking what she's going to do. Can she read Quran or can't she read Quran? In my heart, I'm certain she can't read the Quran. So she looks at her. She says, myself, I've been to madrasa. And for me, even to learn Quran is so easy. I just got to go into the net. I can press on two buttons, get one apa online, and she can teach me. This girl doesn't have the privileges like me. She's a domestic. She's working in the house. She says that she opened the Quran, but the wrong side. And she looks at it for a long period of time. She says, I want to tell her it's the wrong way you've opened it. And slowly she turns it to the right side. And then she sees her lips moving. A'udhu bismillah. And then the lips stop moving. She takes her finger and she begins to trace each letter of that ayat. Example, alif, lam, mim. She puts her finger on the alif. From the bottom, from the top to the bottom. Then the lam, then the mim, then the dha. Like this, she traces every letter with her finger. And as she begins to do this, the tears begin to fall down her cheeks. She says, I cannot hold myself back, and asked her, do you know how to read Quran? She said, Mujhe aata nahi. I don't know how to read Quran. What are you doing then? She says, every day I sit for 1 hour after work. After I leave your home, I go to my house. I make my wuzu, and I sit with my Quran. The most I can do is trace every letter with my finger. And I make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, one day you'll teach me to read Quran Sharif. One day you will teach me. And she burst out crying. Allah will teach me one day to read this Quran. I love this book so much with my heart. There are those in the Ummah that have so much muhabbat for Qur'an Sharif. But this is the month of Qur'an. What Allah will give to the Qur'an is nisbat and his conduct. May Allah ta'ala open our hearts to this inshallah. In a hadith Sharif reported by Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Jalilatul Qadr was given to my Ummah and not to any other Ummah before this. Many reasons for the granting of Jalilatul Qadr have been mentioned. One reason, according to some ahadith, is given thus: Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look at the longer lives of the earlier people and was saddened over the shorter lives of his own ummah. This ummah has the shortest lifespan from all the ummahs of before. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to call Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam a grandfather. Many things we find in the ummah began from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When he comes to the hair turning white, he was the first one. When he comes to the shortness of our lifespan, was with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So many things we find in humankind right now began from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Before that, things were much different. So the lifespan of the ummah was very short. And looking at the people of before, their lifespan was very long. If his ummah had wished to compete with the people before them in the doing of good deeds, because of their shorter lives, it would be impossible for them to either copy or overtake them. Bani Israel, we find, were living for very long, 500 years. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam himself gave da'wat only for 950 years. Lived longer than that. They would say that once a mother was reprimanding her child or something, and the child's age was 200 years. So regarded as a baby in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So their lives were very long. A lot of ibadah they had to do to get Jannah. Allah has made this ummah, the lifespan very short, but the rewards are magnanimous and very great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To cover up for this, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt this sadness. How is my ummah now going to compete with the ummahs of before? They will outdo them in good a'mal. To cover up for this difference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His countless mercy gave them this night of great blessings. This means that if any fortunate person of this ummah spends during his lifetime 10 such nights in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would have earned the reward of ibadat of 830 years and even more. If he gets 10 years of this, then 830 years and even more, Allah will give him the reward of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once related to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum the story of a very pious man from the Bani Israel who used to spend 1,000 months in jihad. That was the lifespan, 1,000 months in jihad. On hearing this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum envied that person because he could not get the same reward whereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them Laylatul Qadr. Sahaba ikrams tamanna and their shock and desire to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get from different riwayat how they waited to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Talib Rahman has mentioned over here also that one point many a times we miss, that the concept of jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to give one's life. The maqsad and the purpose of jihad is i'la'u kalimatillah, to raise the flag of Islam. The deen must spread with losing minimum men in the path of Allah. Not that we lose all our men, and deen wasn't established. So the maqsad of jihad is to establish deen in the world with losing minimum men. So if many a youngster has this jazbah, that I want to give my life, the jazbah, the feeling should be I want to establish the deen of Allah. And we have more men, alhamdulillah, more da'wah will take place, more effort of deen will take place. Yes, to spur them on, then the fadail were given, now to give your life in the path of Allah. But obviously now, the less we lose, the better. And the more deen is established, that is what is matlub inda Allah and desires by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that, the person should have this tamanna and desire in his heart to give his life for the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And our shaykh explains also, مَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَغْزُ وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ مَاتَ عَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِّنْ نِفَاقٍ. The person who passes away, and he never even spoke to himself of striving in the path of Allah. He never had this intention, he never prepared. Even in a small way also, that he will prepare himself. If the time has to come, then I'm prepared to give my life in the path of Allah. Meaning to sacrifice my time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person never even made this intention. And he didn't go out in the path of Allah also. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that he will pass away, he will leave this world, dying on a branch of hypocrisy. He wasn't genuine in his iman. That desire should be in every person's heart. Now obviously in our country, the door of the jihad, the Sahaba Ikram were going out in the path of Allah with sword in the hand, etc. Is that open to us as yet? But yes, we have the other types of mujahada, where you can strive, whether it be in the path of Allah 40 days and 4 months. There's also an exercise now to prepare yourself when the real call comes. That's why they say in the path of Allah, we learn to leave before we have to leave. We learn to leave our homes and our comforts before really we have to leave them. So the real call will come. So now to lay your life down, I'm quite used to it already. The family also is used to it. For a person to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had this concern, how the ummah will match the ummahs of before. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once mentioned the names of the four most pious people from the Bani Israel, who each spent 80 years in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincere ibadah, meaning maqbool, accepted ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not sinning at all. They were Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, 80 years in the worship of Allah, with ikhlas, sincerity, and not sinning at all. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Hidqil alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard this with amazement, 80 years. Never put the foot off the accelerator. For 80 years worshipping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no sins whatsoever. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then appeared and recited Surah Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, where the blessings of this night were revealed. This is a great favor and gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make lots of ibadah on this night is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate are those pious saints who did not miss the ibadah of even one Laylatul Qadr from a young age. So this is the time for us to exert ourselves, and as the Shaykh has mentioned also in the month of Ramadan, to cut down our dunya a little bit. Agip Shaykh, just cut the hours a bit. Person makes the niyat intention, Allah will make it happen for him. Allah will open the way for him. Because Allah sent us liya'budun, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make the fikr that how we can worship Allah, bring the entire ummah upon this also. Not just myself. Ad-deenun nasiha. So the name and the meaning of deen is an-nasiha. Nasiha in this hadith means well-wishing. Deen ka naam hamdardi hai. Hamdardi, to wish well for everyone. That ya Allah, as I am doing, Allah has given me the ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or every single person can do the same. When Sulaiman Janji sahab rahmatullah alayhi of Nizamuddin used to give short advices before the main bayan. He asked an old person, he said, "O Buddha, kahan se aaye hain? Old man, where you have come from?" He said, "Jannah se aaye hain." He said, "Ji, came from Jannah." "Wapas jana hai, you have to go back." He said, "Yes." He said, "Akela jayenge, you want to go back alone?" He said, "Akela mat jana, don't go back alone to Jannah. Take the entire ummah with you. Take everyone with you. Jannah is a place of enjoyment. More people there, the more enjoyment. So don't go back alone, take everyone and go with you back to Jannah." Then he asked him also, he said, "When you go to Jannah and you'll meet the hurs over there, then you got the meher to pay them." So he asked him, "Hazrat, meher kya hai?" He says, "The last in surahs, you learnt it properly with tajweed. Alam tara going down." He said, "I don't know it." He said, "Chaa mina ki nikal jao." He said, "Go for 4 months now. Go for 4 months now in the path of Allah and learn your 10 surahs with tajweed when you'll go there, and now you want to make mulaqat with them. With the hurs of Jannah, you can't resist. Tell her, wait, read your surahs first. Test your surahs, meher, pay the meher first. Otherwise, it's only a show. You only see a blank screen. There's no enjoyment." He said, "Read your surahs first. So learn your surahs, go out in the path of Allah and learn your deen. This is a great favor and gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make lots of ibadah on this night is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate are those pious saints who did not miss the ibadah even one Laylatul Qadr from a young age. The numerous benefits of the Shaykh, subhanallah, I'm sure himself from a young age already in the ibadah of Allah. From the time he became a hafiz of the Qur'an, the author of this kitab, he would say that for 6 months, his father would tell him after Fajr, go and sit on the rooftop and come down and you finish your Qur'an tilawat. One Qur'an every morning. From after Fajr, by Zawal time he used to be finished. For 6 months, one Qur'an every day. That was our kabir of before. So we can imagine their ibadah now from a young age. The numerous benefits of this night are mentioned in many books of ahadith. The Qur'an-i-Majid itself mentions this night in Surah Qadr, regarding which we shall begin with a short commentary. "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "We have indeed revealed this message, the Qur'an, in the night of power." Qur'an was revealed on that night. On the special night, the Qur'an-i-Majid was sent down from the Lawh-i-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet in a special place, above the heavens, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, when he went from Mi'raj to, he could hear the aqlam, the pens writing taqdeer. He could hear them, he asked Jibril Ali Salatu, what is it? He said, those are the pens that are writing taqdeer til qiyamah, and then they are transferred from heaven to heaven. So the Quran Sharif was sent down from the Lawh-e Mahfuz, a preserved tablet in a special place above the heavens, to the heavens above the earth. A great book like the Qur'an-e Kareem being revealed on this night is sufficient to explain its excellence. Shahru Ramadan, unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Subhanallah, our Shaykh says, this is the month of Qur'an Sharif. And what is Qur'an Sharif? To understand for a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hakim Sahib Rahim used to say, that the Qur'an Sharif in reality for us is a 30-chapter love letter from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to my beloveds. They listen to my letter. How much I love you. The whole Tarawih is about that. Allah is telling us in the tongues of the Qur'an, the Hufaz, how much He loves this ummat. That, oh, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, ummat of my Habib alayhi salatu wa sallam, listen, don't slip and fall into Jahannam. I'm warning you from now. Not that I want to put you in there. You don't slip. I'm already telling you, don't do this and don't do that, like how the father says to the son, the bride stand is on. Say, better don't go near. Don't go near. But we know as young boys, you take the polystyrene cup, you have to throw it inside, you have to put the tissue inside. Slowly he goes from one side, father shouts him again. And now slowly he'll try to make a plan, he wants to go near, nearer. Finally when he gets near, what the father says, you go any more nearer, I'll break your legs. Doesn't mean he has to break his legs. That's his love for him. Or you tell him, I'll throw you inside. Allah is saying, please my banda, don't go near. You'll fall inside. You'll force me to throw you inside. I don't want to. Here's Jannat. Do like this. Do like that. Make tawbah. Come to me. And I'll give you so much. 30 chapters Allah has revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu salam to tell the ummat how to get to Jannat safely. This is muhabbat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a love letter also. Don't get tired of listening to it. Every rakat suratul fatiha. We never get tired of it. Hazrat says, now your wife writes you a letter, sends you a message, you read it one time, two times, three times, and it's enough after that. Then it's enough. Sometimes you don't read it also, the message will come. You just scroll up and close it. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Fatiha, every rakat, see how much I love you. This is how to get to Jannat. But this is a month of Qur'an Sharif. The more we can read, even as I mentioned, in a broken way, even you read half para for the whole night, sitting this way, that way, changing your legs, falling asleep, waking up again, Allah will say to the malaika, look at him. Remember, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like how that we some boss and Allah is some boss also. We are like little children that make mistakes. Don't regard ourselves now to be some wali of Allah. That now I made a mistake, so now what's going to happen? Some tension and some stress. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. How that little child will say, Ma, don't hit me. I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Say to Allah also, Ya Allah, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Ya Allah, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Beg Allah. Allah loves to see us, how we beg Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is little children. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil walid. The sunnah dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma waqiyatan. The essence of this dua, that, oh my Allah, how that mother takes care of the child and protects the child, Allah, you protect me in the same way. How the mother takes care of the child? The child gets messed, she cleans, the child falls down, the mother runs with the child. Ya Allah, how that mercy you put in the mother's heart for the child, Ya Allah, take care of me in the same way also. You put that mercy in the mother's heart, Ya Allah, you have more mercy and more love for me. So we're not some big boss or something in front of Allah. Okay, I made a mistake. Now I'll think later, now I'm making tawbah, coming back to Allah, tabarak. Same time, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. And now the child makes a face also. Haji Abdullah Habsab, rahmatullah alayhi. For many years in driving, his khadim would say, if you saw Haji Sahib making dua in the dead of the night, you would think, what's wrong with this man? He would fight with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Like how a child throws tantrums when he wants something. See, Haji Sahib would roll on the ground, sometimes hitting the wall, hitting the ground. Say, Allah, give hidayat. Ya Allah, if you don't give hidayat, I'm not going to eat. If you don't give hidayat to America and Australia and New Zealand, Asia, and all the continents you would name, one after the other. Allah, if you don't give, I'm not going to sleep, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. Like this, he was to fight with Allah. That was his muhabbat with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. As Hakim Sahib says, sometimes our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so serious. such a serious relationship would have with Allah. He says, no. It should be a very informal. I love my Allah. I can talk to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is something which is formal. He says something to enjoy talking to Allah. And also, when you talk to Allah, as Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayh, don't treat Allah as a waiter also. Allah, I want this, and I want that, and I want this, you know. Like how a child asks, please, please give me. How he'll make his face also. He says, make your face too. Hadith Sharif says, if you can't cry, then pretend you cry. From here we understand that to get our work done with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so easy. So to say in our human terms, that even if you bluff Allah, He'll believe you. Even if you bluff Allah, He'll believe you. But say, Allah, I'm sorry, but he's already plotting to do it again. But Allah, I'm sorry. Allah won't say he's catching me, don't forgive him. Allah say, forgive him. Inshallah, he'll change his mind. He will change his heart. So ask for Allah for forgiveness. And make our face like that also. Like how we want pity from someone. And we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he lift us up. This is the nice to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to mention all the other blessings and virtues. In the very next verse, a question is asked, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will explain to you what is the night of power? Allah ta'ala phrases the ayat like this to create shock and desire in the heart. Do you want to know? What's it about? It's something big. This is the night of power, the night of Qadr. In other words, the question asked here is, have you any knowledge as to the greatness and the great importance of this night? Have you any knowledge as to the great favors and gifts that are placed in it? The next verse tells us some of the greatness. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The night of power is better than 1,000 months. The true meaning here is that the reward of spending this night in ibadah is better than having spent 1,000 months in ibadah. It is in fact much more. But as to how much more rewarding it is, we are not told here. Here ulama explain also, we might think, now ibadah, what am I going to get? We all think in monetary forms, what will I get? Here ulama explain so beautifully, every amal of deen has a cash reward and a credit also. Cash and credit, we don't like credit. We don't like credit. Allah says, I'll give you cash also. You'll get cash benefits. Person can earn a livelihood through the asbab of dunya. He'll use the asbab of this world, the means of this world, he'll earn his dunya. Allah Ta'ala is giving also. But that person who makes an effort of deen, an ibadah, and uses asbab of deen, salah, Quran, dhikr, dua, ibadat, all is the asbab to draw from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Person performs salah, Allah Ta'ala will make his daily sustenance easy for him. Person gives zakat in the path of Allah, Allah will ensure him. Person gives charity, sadqa, Allah multiplies his wealth. A person goes for hajj, he will never taste poverty. All these are cash benefits, and much more. So for ibadah, person who uses excessive ibadah in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him dunya and akhirat. Both he will get. Person who uses the asbab of dunya only, he'll get dunya, Allah will give him, but he won't make his akhirat. So Allah has given us such a weapon. So these nights, Hazrat explains, the true meaning here is that the reward for spending this night in ibadah is better than having spent 1,000 months in ibadah. It is in fact much more. But as to how much more rewarding it is, we are not told here. So this is feed the shock and desire. Remember, spending time in Quran tilawat doesn't deprive you of dunya. Allah will increase that also. Is that possible? A person, our Shaykh always says too, that a person is standing in salah. This farz upon him right now, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right now is fulfilling the farz that is demanded from him right now. Person's wife does what he wants right now, makes him happy. Parents orders the child, he's doing something, parents become happy. Allah ordered now, person performing his salah. Hazrat says it's impossible, it is absolutely impossible that a person leaves his dunya to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his obedience, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy his dunya. Is it possible? Allah will never destroy it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never destroy it. Person is performing his salah, but he thinks, now there's nuqsan in my work. It can never happen. If you fulfill the command of Allah as he wants it at that moment, whatever your needs are out of salah, Allah will take care of it. That's the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To conclude the surah, the after Allah Ta'ala says, therein comes down the malaika, on the night of Qadr, the malaika come down. تَنَزَّلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ and the spirit, وَالْرُوحُ the spirit, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission on every task. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, on Laylatul Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes down with a group of malaika on this night. Could be tonight, 21st night. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes down with a group of malaika and makes dua of mercy for everyone whom they find busy in ibadah. Hazrat always says, for us to understand now, the rewards, he says, you must think Jibreel alayhi salam is coming tonight with a money making machine. Tonight he's coming with a money making machine, they print how much you want. Subhanallah, who'll sleep? Tell the whole family, no sleeping tonight. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, the last 10 nights is to keep the entire family awake. Leave the money making machine. This is even more than that. We're making our akhirat and we're making our dunya. But for us to understand, tonight is coming with that machine. And he says, tonight you print how much you want. Hazrat says, we'll tell our family, we're going to take shifts, nobody's going to sleep. How much you can print, you're going to press the print button the whole night tonight. And you made it for life after that. He says, nobody will sleep. The sleep will fly away. We've got the machine in our house. Reserve Bank sent it, print how much you want. 200 notes. Subhanallah, Allah is giving it tonight. And the odd nights. So Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes down with a group of malaika and makes dua of mercy. Dua of, may Allah have mercy upon this ummah. What is mercy? As the Talmud says, rahmatullah alayhi, mercy means, there's four things in tafsir of mercy. Faraqi ma'ishat. Allah will open your rosy for you. One drop of the mercy of Allah. Allah will open your halal sustenance for you. You're in the mercy of Allah. But be there to catch it. Tawfiq ta'a. Allah will grant you the ability to worship Him, to obey Him 24/7, even if you don't want to. Allah will pull you. Because you got that drop of mercy of Allah. Maghfirat bila hisab. Allah will forgive all your sins without any accountability. It might seem something small, but we know when a person now is going on, marital problem, and his wife got a whole dossier against him now. Got all the screenshots against him. Got the case against him. Finally, they make peace. She says, Chala, I forgive you. But can't forget it. I still got all the records are here. And it will come out sooner or later. It will come out. Allah says, I forgive you. And deleted, forgotten. No record of it. We do it again like we never did it before. It's forgotten already. Unlike our marriages, we know that you did it the last time. I forgave you, but now again you're doing it. Allah says, you did it the last time, you stepped up. It's all forgotten. There's no record. Like first time you're doing it. This is now the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maghfirat bila hisab. Dukhul jannat bighir hisab. They go into Jannah without any accountability. All even the evil a'mal, Allah will turn into good deeds. يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. Allah will change it. Just one drop of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make dua of mercy for that person, wherever they find busy in ibadah. The author of Mazahir al-Haq writes that on this night, ages ago, the malaika were created. On this night, the malaika were created. The night of Qadr, Allah ta'ala created them from Nur. On this night, long ago, the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam began. The night of Qadr. As the things from which he was created had been gathered on this night, different types of sands, Allah Ta'ala created, amid Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, from there came his son thereafter, generations down, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. In Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he had four sons. One son was destroyed in the flood. Three were spared, they had Iman. Ham, Sam and Yafith. These three survived with their spouses. From there, the whole humanity started once again. Those three sons. One was Abu Turk. The father of the Turks, what do you call the Europeans, came from them. Abul Aswad, one of them was the father of the Africans. From there came the entire generation. And Abul Arab, one was the father of the Arabs. Whole mankind started again from Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's three sons. So it was on this night Allah Ta'ala gathered all the different colors of sand and created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Trees are planted in Jannah. And a large number of ahadith state clearly that on this night du'as are accepted. Salamun ya hatta matla'i al-fajr. Peace be until the break of dawn. Yes, this is a very picture of peace. Throughout the night, the malaika recite salam. They recite salam on the true Muslims who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have love for Allah. So they send salams upon him. Right now we are very, very, very desperate for salam. Safety. Security. We don't know what's going to happen next. On this night Allah will make decisions of salam. And they make dua of salam also. Salamati. As one group comes down, another group goes up. Another goes up, as explained in the hadith. Another meaning is that it is a night of complete safety from evil and mischief. These blessings remain throughout the night until the break of dawn, and are not limited to any particular hour. It happen any time during the night. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to spend the night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we can do. Whether it be salah, Hasan Basri rahmatul alim, when somebody saw him in Jannah, great tabi'i he was, born in the house of Umm Salama radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar bin Khattab in his technique also, and kept his name Hasan. When he saw his beautiful young face, he said, Hasan, what a beautiful, handsome young lad. Hasan Basri rahmatul alim. Never smiled his entire life. He had a natural physique of a bodybuilder. Eloquent like Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but never smiled his entire life. Only when he was leaving this world, he smiled. He burst out laughing. One of the students saw him in the dream, Hasan, the only time you laughed was when you passed away. How come? He says, just before Malakul Maut removed my ruh, Shaitan came and said to Malakul Maut, be hard with him. He says, I laughed and asked him, for what reason? I never broke the command of Allah intentionally. No kabairis. He said, I laughed at Shaitan. Why be harsh with me? What iman he had. Somebody saw him in a dream, Hasan, how you reach the high stages of Jannah? What a tabi'i he was. So many sahaba ikram he met. Umar made his tahniq also. Put the kajur in his mouth as a baby. He said, Allah Ta'ala gave me Jannat on the short rakat of tahajjud I read. The short rakat. So easy for the summat. Usually we have the long, long rakats. We think, I already know short surahs too. How much I want to pull that surah? See, the short rakats. 8 rakats, 10 rakats, 6 rakats. Read the short ones with concentration, no problem. They make our dua, make our tasbihat, read our Quran, how much we can. On these little things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. Allah ta'ala is very appreciative. Alladhi yu'til ajal jazil ala al-amali al-qaleel. On little a'mal, Allah ta'ala gives great rewards. But Allah sees the condition of the heart. Allah ta'ala gives us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Inshallah, the next program will take place at 10:30, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحم الله يا الله forgive us for all our sins وكريم رحم الله يا الله we have come as beggars in your court يا الله with our begging bowls وكريم رحم الله يا الله we have nothing else besides beggars we are registered in your court يا الله أنتم الفقراء إلى الله يا الله you said yourself in Quran Sharif that we are registered beggars يا الله Our status will never change in your courtroom, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we love to be beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to show you besides our broken bowls, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Our broken hearts in sin, Ya Allah, in your disobedience. Ya Allah, mend our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat and your love. And keep us close to you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Keep us far from shaitan and nafs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat and your love. Give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the ummah hidayat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect Haramain Sharifin and Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect your brethren, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. In Palestine, Ya Allah. In Kashmir, in India. And all the places in the world, O Allah. Shelter them, clothe them, feed them. O Ya Allah, accept the ibadat, O Allah. Accept our du'as on their behalf, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us hidayat, O Allah. Give us the strength, O Allah. Give us tawfiq, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us taqwa, O Allah. O may Allah accept our fasting in the month of Ramadan. Accept our tarawih at night, O may Allah. Give us so big to stand in your ibadah tonight, O may Allah, and all the ordinance and every night. Allah grant us Lailatul Qadr, O may Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are very, very desperate and in need. O may Allah, we are beggars, O may Allah. We don't have anything. Ya Allah, if you will be kind to us, Ya Allah, as you always have been kind to us, Ya Allah, so many ni'mas and bounties you enjoy of yours, O Allah, without even asking for these bounties. Oh, my Allah, open our hearts, Ya Allah. Open our hearts, O Allah. Open our hearts, O Allah. Oh, my Allah, remove the filth and the dirt of sins, Ya Allah, and all the passions and lust that we have within our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us your muhabbat that, Ya Allah, will overpower all our khayshat and nafsaniyat. Ya Allah, make us beacons of hidayat, O Allah. Bless us with izzat and afiyat in this worldly life. At the time of maut, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannat al-Firdaus in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever needs we had that are pleasing to you. Ya Allah, from your khazana and treasures, O Allah. Fulfill our needs, Ya Allah. Our families, our children. Ya Allah, all those that have lost, Ya Allah, the parents, Ya Allah, whoever we have lost from our family members, Ya Allah, full qabaru nurum, Ya Allah, these nights of Ramadan, Ya Allah, these are nights of, Ya Allah, freedom of the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah, free our necks in the fire of Jahannam, our parents, Ya Allah, our grandparents, our great grandparents, Ya Allah, our spouses, our children, our progenies of the day of Qiyamah, our family members, our neighbors, our friends, our musallis, mutaalliqeen, and our students, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, free us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the adab of qabr, adab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from sakarat of maut, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a maut upon iman. Ya Allah, striving in your path, O my Allah. In Madina Tayyiba, O my Allah. At the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us place in Baqi, O my Allah. Ya Allah, sitting in the matab, looking at the Baytullah. Ya Allah, that ruh come out in a condition of you are happy and pleased with us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties you have given us. Ya Allah, we can't thank you enough, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, we don't have the strength. Ya Allah, give us the strength, O my Allah. Give us the taqwa, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, change the color of the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, that environment that prevailed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran was resounding in every home, Ya Allah. Your name has been taken, O my Allah. Sahaba Ikram on call any time to move in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, the environment is so pure and clean and beautiful, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. And once again, O my Allah, that environment prevailing in the entire world, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Whereas Muslims, we can walk with our chest out, O my Allah, not fearing anyone, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us izzat in deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Change our hearts, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Atub alina, innaka أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.